the book Hebrews, part 64. I'm Professor Hannes Redenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahweh in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's a +27 international code for South Africa. The number is 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. All small letters continuously. This is the first time that you are about to listen to the studies, participate. You are very, very welcome. But please, I urge you, go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of our studies, especially also our TikTok messages. Very important. Small, short, compact, but powerful. You also need at least a 1611 King James Bible, notepad, and a pen in order to make your own notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Very, very interesting. I trust that you've done your homework. You've done your research, go did a bit of study, just to get the flow of the chapter, and also to make your own notes and see where we are agreeing on the same, to see that we are on the same path. That's very important, eh? Hebrews 2 verse 3, it says, how shall we, the bride of Yahushua, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? To me, I will make the great salvation, G capital salvation, it's a great salvation, it's eternity. Which at first begins to be spoken by the Lord, no, by Yahweh our Elohim. That Lord you can change to Yahweh your Elohim. And was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Now that, I just want to rectify it, which at first began to be spoken by, because he says the Lord, it's not the Lord, Yahushua. When he says the Lord, it's normally Yahweh our Elohim, which is the Father, but in this case the should not have been there. But they wanted to use the name Lord, so that's why they used the with the, so which was at first began to be spoken by Yahushua. He came and preached the message, gospel of salvation, unto the Hebrew people, the Israelites and the Jews, and was confirmed unto us. Us, who are they? That was the Israelites, that was also the Gentiles, that was also the bride of Yahushua. Who were Gentiles? Who was us? I like to refer to the bride of Yahushua. By them, after them, the apostles. And was confirmed unto us, the bride of Yahushua, by them, the apostles, that heard him. Him, capital H, in brackets, Yahushua. See how suddenly the whole scripture just gets a body, and it becomes so easy understandable. And that's why in today's life we find it's very difficult for children to desire to study and read the Bible. Why? Because they don't understand what they are reading. Never mind the children, what about the adults? Pastors and reverends sit in church and they take a piece of scripture and they build a theology around it, and people never come to the whole of a scripture. word for word, letter for letter. And that is where they missed out. And that is why Bible study is so important. It's where we can look at the value of every word and the value of some letters, where it is written in small letters without the real letter value, which would have been a capital letter, especially when it's referring to the Father, the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh. Now I want to read verse 3, just at its ease, and then we're just going to put the brackets in between. Especially for young people, if I say young people, 12, 13, 14, 15, reading the Bible. And that's why young people don't want to read the Bible. They find it uninteresting, because it's difficult. And even for adult people, that's why to me Bible study is so important. So that people can fall in love with the Word. And when they fall in love with the Word, they will fall in love with Yahushua. Verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect to get so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that have heard it. Now give that to any young child, young person, I even doesn't want to say children, I would say young people, 13, 14, 15, teenagers upwards. Adults battles to make sense of it. But when I put this in brackets, how shall we, as bride of Yahushua, escape if we, bride of Yahushua, neglect so great salvation, great capital S capital, which at first began to be spoken by Yahushua, not the Lord, Yahushua, and was confirmed unto us, the bride of Yahushua, by them, the apostles, that heard him, capital H, Yahushua. See, suddenly the whole Bible gets a new meaning. And that's why I'm busy. I've got translation rights and copyright, printing rights, distribution rights from the American Bible Trustees of the Restoration of the Original Sacrament Bible a couple of years ago. And I am busy with the writing in Afrikaans, a Bible study book of the New Testament, first of all Gospels and then on, where I'm actually using, where I made the Bible in black and red. The black line is what the Word says, all in Afrikaans unfortunately, and then the red is what the Word says, the explanation, what I teach, which I see, which I understand when I'm led by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And you can't believe what is happening in South Africa at the moment is people's eyes is just been opened unto the Word. Young people that never was interested in reading the Afrikaans Bible now just want to study the Word, because putting everything in brackets makes it very understandable. And that's what we want. We want people to understand the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. Alright, now we go to verse 4. Now it says, God also bearing them witness. God. The word God never existed. That's a name that was only created 34 after Yahushua. In the second century, the word God, that comes from Theos or Kyrios, between 100 and 127 AY after Yahushua, where the Roman Catholic Church created the word, where they used the word Theos in the second century Greek, and then in the sixth century they use the word Kyrios. So what happens here is the word God only came in the 16th century, referring to Yahweh our Elohim. Alright, it reads in the 16:11, God also bearing them witness. Who's them? Who's them? It was the bride of Yahushua, the apostles. Yaffa, I want to use the Hebrew here, Yaffa El Elohim, also bearing them, his bride and apostles, witness, both with signs and wonders, and with the diverse miracles, and gifts of the, not the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Of the Ruach HaKodesh, according to his, the first word is God with a capital G in verse 4, so that his should have been a capital H, and the O should have been a capital O, his own will, but at least the his should have been a capital H. So let's read it with the brackets. Yaffa El Elohim, starting with Yaffa El Elohim, also bearing them, which is the apostles, and the bride of Yahushua, witness, both with signs and wonders, wonderful, all the signs and wonders and miracles. He says, and the diverse miracles and gifts of the Ruach, the nine gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh, according to his capital, his own capital, his own, his Yaffa El Elohim's, his Yaffa El Elohim's own will. Suddenly the scripture just ignites. Now, in verse 5, we need to look what he says. He says in verse 5, for unto the angels had he. Who's he? It's a capital H, Yaffa El Elohim. For unto the angels had he, capital H, Yaffa El Elohim, in brackets, not put a subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. So he's talking about the world whereafter, which is actually eternity. But he says, but one in a certain place testified. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man? Now, I just want you to make a note here. This is Psalms 8. I'm just thinking of the scripture. Where the same, where King David is writing the psalm. What is the man, what is man that you shall think about him and then explains him? He made us just less than angels. So now, Apostle Paul is referring to King David. Right, now he says verse 6, but one in a certain place, that one, in, you can put in brackets, King David. And you can put in brackets, I'm just thinking there, but one, in brackets, King David, that's Psalms 8, I think it's verse 1 to 8, you can read that whole portion, in a certain place testified, saying, now this is what King David says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Thou should be a capital H, T, excuse me. Thou, capital T, because he's referring to Yaffa El Elohim. Is mindful of him. Who's him? That's man. Of the Son of Man that thou shalt visit him. That thou, I will make that a capital T again, visit him. Now there's thou with a capital T in verse 7. Thou madest him, that's man, you can put it in brackets, a little lower than the angels. I think I just need to go back to verse 6. Let's just fill in the brackets, the spaces. Let's fill in the spaces there. It's verse 6. What one in a certain, but one King David, Psalms 8 verse 1 to verse 8, in a certain place testified saying, what is man that thou, that is Yahweh El Elohim, art mindful of him? Him is us. It's referring to us. Or the son of man, that thou, capital, Yahweh El Elohim, visits him. How does he visit us? Through the Ruach HaKodesh. Now verse 7. Thou, Yahweh El Elohim, madest him, that is man, a little lower than the angels. Thou, make that a capital thou, crownest him, that's man, with glory. Glory is a capital G, and honor, capital H, and did set him over the works of thine, capital T, hands, Yahweh's hands, thy, Yahweh our Elohim's hands. So suddenly the whole scripture just get body, and we want to shout out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now with what you now know, I want you to go back for homework and go and study again the same chapter of Hebrews 2 from verse 8. And now you write in your different notes and put when you see thou and him, make it capital letters where you think it should be. And now you start understanding how to fill in the gaps. Who is speaking to who, when. And when we come together tomorrow morning, we will find how you were doing. Until tomorrow morning, if his father's Yahweh's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.